Come stop and take a trip down on my block, where you see hidden potential, young minds sharper than pencil, and ain't afraid to speak their mind if they got something against you. We standing with you, we tackle issues like civic pride. Hate will cease to exist, just put our differences aside. From my side to your side, from Dutch Town to South Side, from Penrose to North Side, from Benton Park to Old North, to West End to West Side. We bless when we step out, we stand down, rise up, stand together, wise.
This is Stitchcast Studio, produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers in St. Louis, Missouri.
In episode 7, youth leaders discuss the current events, including the pandemic, police brutality, Black Lives Matter protest, and the rising hope for societal change for people of color in part 2 of this 2-part discussion. Let's tune in.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers.
You know, if you're not going to help me in my current situation, you know, don't talk to me about how I deal with it. My goal from that is, if you paying the people that's causing my oppression, don't try to talk to me how I deal with these situations, these compounded situations that I deal with on a daily basis. And my philosophy, and anybody could say it ain't true, I don't care what they think, but to me it's a fact. All of this has stemmed from slavery. All of this. I believe that everything after that was just a domino effect. You know what I'm saying? And because of the fact that they, with all their might and all their power, did not want to give Blacks their freedom. And they still don't. Like, they don't want to see Blacks prosper. Look at where we live. Look at the lack of resources. Look at what we had to just be born into. Like, we didn't ask for this life. It was just handed to us, you know what I'm saying? And we are just trying to do the best that we can with what we got. And, you know, to somebody who didn't have to be born into the same situation, like, you can't say, like, oh, you shouldn't do that, or you should think about doing better things. Like, well, some people don't know better things. You said it in one of your poems, Brendan, like, when you know better, you do better. Like, some people just don't know better, you know what I'm saying? And some people don't know better, even if it was to slap them in the face, because it's just foreign. Like, don't nobody talk to us about generational wealth. You know, some kids don't even have people to talk to them about hygiene. You know what I'm saying? Some kids don't have nobody helping them to understand how to read or how to do their math. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to comfort me and act like these systems haven't been set in place for our people to fail. Don't come to me and act like that is not a fact, a proven fact. And how is it a proven fact? Look at the statistics y'all put on us. Look at those numbers y'all put on us. If y'all could measure our failure, like, why can't y'all help us to get out of that? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you see we struggling, like, where's the helping hand?
Especially when this was caused through the trickling of systemic racism and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not like we just landed here. You know what I'm saying? Let's not act like everybody was given the same opportunities and y'all just decided to make something out of it. And we didn't. Let's not act like that's the case. We all suffer from from not knowing. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain stuff we don't know. It's a lot of rights that us as Black people don't know that we're entitled to. So a lot of times we don't even know when they're being violated. Mm-hmm. For example, there was a Black lady that was talking to a Black neighborhood about how much trash was in the street, right? And she was like, if y'all love y'all city, or if y'all love y'all neighborhood, y'all should be picking up this trash, right? And now the problem with that idea is, just like them nice neighborhoods, we pay city taxes, which means we should have city street sweepers driving through our neighborhoods just like they do. But if you don't know that that's where your taxes are supposed to be going, you think it's it's our fault that our neighborhood looks like this. No.
Yo, that's so true. Come on.
Them white neighborhoods and them high income neighborhoods, we pay taxes too to get that to happen to us, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of this stuff that we don't know. So we don't know when to call foul or to say, no, this ain't okay, or this shouldn't be like this.
I want to kind of go back and touch on, because I talked a little bit about earlier about looting, just for a brief second. You know, can y'all kind of speak on how that hurts our communities more than it does, you know, help our communities? Because I just think, you know, that could be another area, like lack of knowledge, like people just not thinking, you know, and not being aware that, like, they cutting jobs off from their community. Like, when you do that, you know, and make other businesses be like, maybe let's not go there.
Looting and rioting your own neighborhood, to me personally, is counterproductive. I wish I could say that I felt like we didn't need rioting and looting at all. You know what I'm saying? I hate to even think that that's ever necessary. But the fact of the matter is that even after King died, we didn't get civil rights until 6 days straight of protesting and rioting. So that's the fact of the matter. I don't know why I gotta say this, but don't riot your own neighborhood, y'all. Like, come on. Now. The idea of a riot, right? The idea of a riot, similar to a protest, is to disrupt the everyday function of things. To say, you haven't been listening to us, so we gonna hurt your pockets, we gonna mess stuff up until you sit down and listen to what we have to say. And that's what it's supposed to be. That being said, riots are typically aimed at big corporations. You don't do nothing by hurting your local minority-owned business or your local market or wherever that's employing minorities or whatever the case is. You're not accomplishing as much with that. So I hate to think that riots are even okay or anything like that, but if you're gonna do it, you definitely have to be more strategical. In the 60s, black businesses would put black owned signs on their windows so that when people did riot, they knew, don't hurt this one right here. So now, that being said, like I said, I hate to think that it's even appropriate or ever necessary. But if you're gonna do it, then definitely don't be reckless. The former police chief got killed, Mr. Dorn, David Dorn, I believe his name was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we definitely have to be more organized and exhaust all other possible methods before you stoop down to rioting.
And like how you said, it's counterproductive, man. So yeah, y'all, if y'all listening, just please, you know, try to research, do educate yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because I saw a video, you know, of this guy. He was like in his 30s, and then another guy was in his 40s, and they were talking back and forth. Like, one guy, the older guy, was like, man, I'm tired of being quiet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I done been through this before. Like, I'm tired of being quiet. And then the younger dude that was like 30, he was saying, me too. Like, I'm tired of this too. And then he brought this young dude over that was like 16. He was like, you 40, I'm 30, and he 16, and we all going through the same thing. And he turned to the 16-year-old, like, find another way. Like,
yes.
Y'all need to find a different way.
Remember that.
Yeah, because obviously the way that we doing it ain't working. Like, so y'all, I'm just encouraging y'all, like do some soul searching, some digging, some thinking, some brainstorming. Write your ideas down.
Yeah.
You know, come together with some people, you know, who can come together with some more people and maybe some more people. Like, we all got to work together, like, at the end of the day. Like, because obviously, like he said, it ain't working. And what we doing now is counterproductive. Like, we hurting our own communities. You know what I'm saying? We taking out our own communities' pockets, you know? So it's not hard, man. It might be harder to find a solution, but it ain't hard to just sit down and think for a little bit. You might not get it the first day. You might not get it the first week or the first month, but, you know, just keep trying. If this is what we really want, if we really fighting for equality, we got to come up with a better way. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, how has this affected you guys' creativity? Like, how has it been, a good thing, a bad thing, or you stayed in the middle, kind of? Like, has this encouraged you to write more? Like, how has this affected you all's creativity?
Me, at first, honestly, all of this was basically a wake-up call for me, because I know, like, racism and all this been, like, already been going on. Mm-hmm. I just kind of hid it under my pillow and just kind of, like, walked over and slept on it. I didn't really, like, think too much about it.
And that's just being honest, it's, you know? A lot of people.
Yeah, like, I know it's been active, but it's, like, I don't know. I just really haven't seen it as much, even though I know it's been in my face. But, like, when you can, like, see it every single day now on social media and just, like, on the news, and then, like, even when you go outside now, you can, like, kind of hear it. It's just, like, very more visible in, like, your face. It's just, like, wow, like, this really is what's been happening. Like, you can really see it now. Like, there's no denying. Like, you cannot deny it. Like, it's in your face, you know? So it's, like, all those people turning a second cheek to it, to the problem, and not really, like, putting any reinforcement in it, or just trying to join for the good cause. It's just, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing now? But if you're not doing nothing either and you're just watching, like, what are you doing? So this kind of been helping my creativity a lot, I would say. I kind of been branching out, just like writing more and just figuring out, like, what I can, like, do And I don't even write poems, you guys, okay? I used to, but like, I actually wrote a poem on like everything that's been happening. And, you know, it felt good just writing that and like putting like my ideas out on social media and just like going to the protesting and everything and just like writing, just figuring out a new routine, like what I should do. Cause my routine before that, like, y'all, you know, quarantine and everything, like you've been sleeping in, my routine is jacked up. But now I actually have more like a day to day, like how I'm actually go out through my day. Like I wake up, you know, do devotion, I pray, I give time to God and everything. And then after that, I start my day. Whatever it means, like how my day, step by step, I do that. And I'm more productive now. Like I do like my classes, you know, write things down, take notes on certain things. Then I put aside for music as well. So I know it's been hard for everyone during this time. Me, honestly, too, just like the whole shifting and like the whole arranging how like everything is in the world now. I don't know, just my creativity has been more branching out as well. It's probably weird to some people, but it's been helping.
That's
just like good in the bag, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's dope. That's really good to hear, too. I could definitely relate to that for sure.
I've been writing like crazy behind this. You know what I'm saying? I've always been a conscious artist. But this gives more substance to writing. It's made me want to look deeper into certain things, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the problems that we have stem from a lack of understanding on both sides. And by that, what I mean is, for example, when you tell people to get over slavery, to me, that says that you don't really understand what slavery was. Yeah. I'm still learning things about slavery that I didn't know, you know, and I thought I had a good understanding of the suffering and what that does to your people down the line. And so for somebody that doesn't want to explore that area of history, you know what I'm saying, or that tells me to get over it or to stop talking about it, you know what I'm saying, that tells me ain't no way you understand it if you expect me to get over it or to forget about it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I hate the quote, stop living in the past.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that, to me, that just shows that you don't understand. I hope this don't get taken the wrong way, but I see why it gets watered down in school the few times that they do teach it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is stuff that you have to check out when you're older. You know what I'm saying? But ain't no, and then the things that stemmed from slavery. You know what I'm saying? We have to understand that the people that we would consider quote unquote heroes probably had a little bit of racism in them too. That being said. I saw a picture of some skinheads earlier with Black Lives Matter signs. And at first I was like, what? Like that don't make no sense to me. But somebody broke down for me that a lot of skinheads aren't racist. While they don't believe in integration, they firmly believe in being separate but equal. And the fact that we're not equal, they take issue with that. So that was just a crazy concept to me that I didn't think anybody would think. So we definitely, we gotta seek to understand.
What's going on, everybody? It's that time again. It's time for another StitchCast Studio Arts Interlude. Yup, that's right. It's time to pick the city up. This week, we have a Story Stitch's original song entitled Perception Isn't Always Reality. Let's take a listen.
Perception isn't always reality.
Perception is dangerous when you uninformed. The climate is hostile, can't stay calm.
Perception isn't always reality. Perception isn't always reality.
Perception is dangerous when you uninformed. The climate is hostile, can't stay calm.
If I wore a suit and tie, could I run for president? Could they prosecute me for a crime with no evidence? When you look at me, do you see any type of value? How can I think universal when I haven't traveled? Never had a passport, so my vision falls short. Only time they pump me up is when we on the ball court. But when it comes to economics, it's a disadvantage. Limited windows of opportunity, quick to vanish. I manage by myself, but need a little help. My moves are calculated, contemplate on every step. Quiet is kept, odds of living long ain't in the cards. We dying slowly every day cause the struggle is hard. What do you see? Are you dealing with reality? Is it the real thing or is it a fallacy? Because I'm in the hood, does that mean I'm from the hood? Because I dress well, does that make me all good?
Perception isn't always reality. Perception isn't always reality.
Perception is dangerous when you uninformed. The
climate is hostile, can't stay calm.
Perception isn't always reality. Perception isn't always reality.
Perception is dangerous when you uninformed. The climate is hostile, can't stay calm.
How did I become the leader of a million men? And if they really men, then were they meant to follow? It takes a good follower to make a better leader. We need believers, not perceivers. Race relations hollow. Broken bottles, vacant lots in my vicinity. Drugs, gang violence, and poverty stains my memory. Somehow I managed to smile, went through it all. I reflect upon my past, draw graffiti on the wall. Rest in peace, create a star, and underneath I write my autograph. This is my culture, true American artifacts. From starter jackets to pro models to BKs to Diodorus to Chuck Taylors, where we stay. Get God for your J's, so many ways we behave. Like the stereotype, and what we betray is a slave. Although we descendants, we must end it or stay suspended. Living in a perpetual sentence of the perception. We can't make it if given a chance. When you look at the original, see greatness enhanced. They danced with the devil last year, now they soul searching. As for the public opinion, they showing no mercy.
Perception isn't always reality. Perception isn't always reality.
Perception is dangerous when you uninformed. The climate is hostile, can't stay calm.
Perception isn't always reality. Perception isn't always reality.
Perception is dangerous when you uninformed. The climate is hostile, can't stay calm.
She thought I was guilty, cause I had my hoodie on. Nope, not even once did she ever think she could be wrong. Man, he said I stole something, cause my pants was too baggy. I'm too dark skinned, the police keep getting at me. I wonder why, it's your perception, my reality. I ain't even eating good, but still I'm burning calories. Look at the difference in our infant mortality. We dying in this hood, 182 fatalities. How many look like me? Racial disparities impacted. Media bias and it make my people look so backwards. State of emergency gets distracted with Ebola, game over. My life is a purchase for stockholders, cause the rich control the market while the poor becomes the target. We struggling to live while they strolling the red carpet. Got your degree, but does that really make you smart? You a nurse or a school teacher, that don't mean you have a heart, do it.
Perception isn't always reality. Perception isn't always reality.
Perception is dangerous when you uninformed. The climate is hostile, can't stay calm.
Perception isn't always reality. Perception isn't always reality.
Perception is dangerous when you uninformed. The climate is hostile, can't stay calm.
How y'all feel about NASCAR has banned the use of the Confederate flag? How y'all feel about that?
So for my fraternity, I would go to Kansas City Speedway, and I would work there. And so, you know, like for workers, they check your performance and they base it off of like how much sales you do. So what we did, we were placed in the food concessions, and we have to like go down like the strips of like the seat rows and sell food to people. And like that, like I kid you not, that experience was so bad for me, because I would work so hard. Like I would be out there all day taking no breaks. I only took one break. But just because of my skin color, I kid you not, I would get really no sales. And it could have been because I was sweaty too, because I kept walking like literally everywhere. And I saw like tons of Confederate flags like there. Like I had a couple of encounters that weren't good. Like one guy spit on me, like spit on my shoes, like legit. He came up to me and went, bow. So like I had those encounters at Kansas City Speedway. And I worked there for like three years part-time.
Gotcha.
That's crazy.
Wow. Wow.
My most honest answer is I'm glad. You know, and not just because I want to see people fail, but I do want to see unjust systems and anything that represents that to fail. So, yeah, I'm thankful that NASCAR has taken, you know, that step forward, because honestly, I have a friend that actually works in NASCAR, and he's an African-American male, you know, so I know that mean a lot to those people too, you know, that are there, you know, because I feel like that flag, you know, when you see it, it just brings discomfort, you know what I'm saying? Like,
promise it does.
Like, it just brings, like, this, like, you know?
At least for us. And by us, I don't just mean black people. I mean anybody that was against slavery.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, it just feels like, you know, you're finna enter into a place where you're going to be tolerated. You know what I'm saying? And nobody wants to be tolerated, man.
Most of, or maybe even harmed. I know, I feel like on edge when I see somebody with their flag, like, you know what I'm saying, keep an eye on them. You remember earlier when I was saying that, like, a lot of people know some things but don't necessarily have the meat or the facts behind it?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I brought it up was because if you know something is going on but don't really have no facts behind it, if somebody challenges you on that idea and they have a couple facts with them, you're unarmed against them, you know what I'm saying? And it don't necessarily mean that you're wrong. It just means you didn't have the facts to back up that notion that you believed in. Because I saw online some people were talking about the Confederate flag, and one lady was like, actually, the Confederate flag doesn't mean racism, blah, 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 right? And they was like, what? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But you could tell that they didn't really have no meat to challenge her on what she was saying. The 11 states after, or really it was 7, if I'm not mistaken, after slavery was abolished, felt like, no, can't have my slave, nope. So they decided to kind of break off from the union that was America at the time. And those, I wrote it down somewhere. Yeah, those of Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas. So yeah, 7 states. They were later joined by 4 other states. Missouri was not one of them, even though Missouri was a slave state. Mm. Now, they succeeded largely in part because they didn't want to lose their slaves. They were so keen on keeping these slaves that they had those slaves fighting with them in the war, the Civil War against the rest of America. Now, that being said, there are those that feel like the Confederate flag stands for standing up against oppression and all of that good stuff. I would argue that Hitler was a talented artist and identified as Christian. That being said, Hitler would never be known as anything other than the leader of a murderous, homicidal hate group.
Exactly.
Anyway, you could say whatever you want to say about Hitler. Hitler was the leader of the Nazis. That's what he'll go down in history as. That's what he should represent, because that's what he decided to do. That being said, this war was based largely off of slave labor. This was a group of people that said, even though the president said we can't have slaves no more, we want these slaves. We love these slaves more than we love being a part of this country, and therefore we'll separate from it in order to keep our slaves. They had a whole nother government and everything. Their presidents had 6-year terms and they couldn't be reelected. That's how much they wanted slaves. And so for the rest of America and for the rest of history, that's what that flag will represent. You know what I'm saying? Like, miss me with the standing up with oppression and all of that. They wanted slaves and went to war for them and lost. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. And that's why that statue is being defaced and all of that good stuff. And all Confederate statues all over America right now are being taken down and defaced and all of this other stuff or whatnot. So there y'all go. If anybody ever tells y'all, oh no, it's not really about racism and all of that, it's about racism.
Keep giving y'all facts. So you better write them down, go look them up for yourselves, and, you know, educate yourself.
I did. I looked them up, so go ahead, look them up, test them, you know what I'm saying? See what they're about. I'm not just making up stuff so that y'all can believe what I believe.
Yeah, for sure. So in today's time, you know, with all of this going on and, you know, just seeing all the Black Lives Matter stuff, and I know there's been some havoc on social media. I know I was even kind of mad seeing people, like, you know, post nothing, absolutely nothing about this, you know, but still post like videos of themselves, you know what I'm saying, like selfies, you know, because it made me kind of think, like, are you in today's time? Like, do you see what's happening? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you all feel like in this time, like, do you feel like it's okay to promote yourself or your business during this time, like, just to kind of help push the movement forward? Sure. Like, what are kind of your thoughts about that part of it?
For me personally, I know a lot of photographers that I look up to and a lot of, like, creative artists in that field, like videography and photography. I've been seeing a lot of posts that have nothing to do with what's going on, no acknowledgement. And then like some of them like DM me, they're just like, hey Sean, what's this website and stuff like that. And I'm just like, so you could post all this crazy stuff like of just nothing, just like whatever, you just go on like a regular day of business, but you can't post like what's really needed for people to be educated. And then I was thinking about that for the longest time. I was like, should I like continue to like just promote my business? Should I not do anything at all? Or should I even put like what's going on? Is that professional to do that? And I was just like, I was in that realm and I was like, I gotta stop this. So I just started posting like posts to educate people. That's literally what I've been doing. I think it's okay. Like it's totally fine to promote yourself in your business, but it's also not fine for you to ignore what's happening around you. There's ways to like promote your business while also spreading knowledge, sending out a good message about like Black people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like want a company that I like that that's been like working with Instagram. It's like this company called Unfold. They like release presets for like the Black Lives Matter movement. It's just stuff like that where it's like you can be creative. Just find a creative way in order to promote the Black Lives Matter movement or to help them have knowledge so they can learn and engage in a conversation, you know?
Yeah, I like that answer. Yeah, for sure.
Yo, I'm gonna be real with you. You know, I do videos on online and stuff. I had two of them. I was getting ready to actually contact him about recording. And then when all of this stuff happened, I felt like if I'm not saying anything about this, then I shouldn't say nothing. Now that's for me personally. So I ended up writing a song that I'm about to record about it. But that was for me personally, you know what I'm saying? I feel like and even if you are gonna do your own stuff, let me talk about what matters more first. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's kind of a reflection of your priorities. But with that being said, we also have to keep in mind that the fight is for the fighters. Just like it was people back in the 60s that wasn't marching for one reason or another. You know what I'm saying? Some of them wasn't brave enough to get up there and risk getting bit by a dog or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So the fight is for the people that are brave enough, strong enough, and willing to fight. You know what I'm saying? There are others that for one reason or another, you know what I'm saying, feel like they can't get out there or can't say nothing. They feel like they got too much to lose or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? If you're not a fighter, then you're not a fighter. But if you are, then whether you're fighting for my side or the other side, you know what I'm saying, you make your voice heard, you know what I'm saying, so that we know where you stand.
Exactly.
You know, people that's just trying to play both sides or just kind of want to be quiet and history decide who was right and who was wrong, you know what I'm saying? So essentially, the point of what I'm saying is that the fight is for the fighters. The fight will always be for the fighters. And we'll always wish that somebody that didn't fight did fight or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? But ultimately, I feel like more people should be, as many people that are speaking up, I feel like there are some people that I would have expected to speak up or that should be speaking up that's not saying nothing. But ultimately, it's times like this where people reveal their true nature, you know what I'm saying? And you go forward with an understanding of, okay, if something like this has to happen again, I know that I can count on these people to fight with me.
For real.
And that's pretty much why I'm at with it, man.
So there's a post that reminded me of like what like Brandon said, like how like fighters are gonna fight. There was this post that's started off with planners, it's time to plan. Builders, it's gonna be time to build. Storytellers, speak that ever evolving truth. Lovers love, warriors go to war. You need to know your role.
Most dev.
Like you don't have to be out there like protesting. There's other ways you could serve this movement. Educating, promise, I kid you not, education, that solves problems. Cause you have to be educated. That's a power. Your mind is a power. So we have to educate others.
Yeah, I seen that too, but that just gave me chills when you read it.
Yo, that's powerful. That's powerful. And it kind of connects to what I said earlier about people being intellectual cowards. What I mean, and all I mean when I say that is that a lot of people don't truly know themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know what their role is. You got people out here that's acting like they fighters. You know what I'm saying? That pose like a fighter when their job is really something else. So that's truest stuff I've ever heard. That you gotta know who you are so that you know what your role is. And all that, that's real.
Yeah, for sure, man. Because if you don't know what your role is, you can set the whole camp back, man. So
yeah, it's crazy because I saw this video of this teenage white girl arguing with her parents about racism and inequality or whatever, because they was like, what are you talking about? There is no racism anymore. And all of this. And they trying to tell her to shut up and all of that. You know what I'm saying? She's like, no, I'm not going to shut up. Y'all don't even know what's going on out here. Blah, 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 blah. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And she made a point that whenever stuff like that comes on the TV, her mother tells her to turn it off. So when you don't want to hear the ugly side of stuff, it kind of makes it easier for you to pretend that it doesn't exist. But as somebody outside of the black community that's aware of the struggle, her role is to pass on that information. She understands what her job is and she's doing that, and that's beautiful to me.
Yeah. So last question before we go. What do you wish people could understand about black men or the black man? Like, what do you wish people could understand that they could see?
I want them to understand that, like, for people that just look at the skin color, black is beautiful. Let me get that out of the way. But also, don't ignore the skin color. Because there's people that are just like, oh, I don't see color and stuff like that. I'm a black man. I'm not going to harm you. Yes, I have dreads. I love my hair. And that doesn't mean like I'm any less professional than you. When I think of a black man, I think of a builder. I think of a man of leadership, a man of courage, a man that's strong-willed in his roots. I wish that people could see black young men as someone that's peaceful, not someone that's hiding a gun. I want people to think that black men are not a target. Black men are not a threat. Even in my own experiences, like I go to predominantly like all white schools all my life. And I don't even like to think about it like, oh, like I'm the odd one out all the time, because I always have to do so much more. Like I have to be excellent in everything I do. So I just want people to see that the black man is strong. The black man is not a threat. The black man's peaceful. He's a leader. He's caring, he's professional, he's smart. And that's what I want people to see. And I'm just gonna end it like that.
Man, that was dope though. I appreciate that, man.
That was good.
That sounded like a public service announcement, man.
Everybody get called to assembly.
PSA.
Okay. So I definitely wanna second that we're not a threat. I want people to understand that we're not the enemy, but that ultimately black men, just like every other human being on this planet, we don't have the desire to just mess stuff up and all that. You know what I'm saying? I want to grow up with a little bit of money, marry a beautiful lady, you know what I'm saying, have some nice kids and a nice house. We people, you know what I'm saying? I don't really care about the dudes don't cry facade and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like we be out here hurting just like anybody else that experiences pain with hurt. You know what I'm saying? And that even though a lot of us are misguided, and in being misguided, we misguide other people continuing that cycle, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes we value the wrong things, you know what I'm saying? But ultimately, we're working to be better, you know what I'm saying? We out here trying, and that's the big thing. So ultimately, just like y'all hurt, just like y'all cried, just like y'all love, just like y'all want, y'all got goals, ambitions, and all of that. Black men are the same. Dreads aren't scary. This shouldn't be a stigma. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe the lies you heard. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that come across you ain't trying to rob you or court you or nothing like that. Everybody out here ain't interested in what you got. But we people, just like everybody else.
Yo, that's dope.
Oh, for real.
Yeah. Both of those answers were
super. That was good, yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Icing on the cake, y'all. Icing on the cake. Hey!
So what would y'all want everybody that's not a black woman to understand about black women?
First, I want to say for us black African Americans that we are tired of us seeing us get killed and treated like animals, and deeply saddened that it took this long for some people to recognize that these racial injustices are just a part of a larger systematic issue that needs to be addressed. But you know, We Black African Americans, y'all, we are beautiful, that we are bosses, okay? That we are smart, that we have our own unique style, the way our hair is, you know, the weave in our hair, the colors, you know, just wearing our natural hair without even putting the gel on our edges, that's just all the elements that makes us who we are, you know, and just how we don't really need to fit in a crowd. Like, we shouldn't have to fit in a crowd for other people liking, or just have to like cover some of our personality just so we have to get talked about, or just like if we do like, you know, state a certain like issue to someone that, you know, they will think that we're going crazy, oh, she's going off, or like, you know, that they have to feel like they're uncomfortable with us or what we're saying, you know. So it's just like we're speaking out like any other person will speak out, you know, we're saying our feelings like any other person, you know, we're different like any other person, you know, no one is the same. So like, we shouldn't have to hide that part of us just to like cover up someone else's feelings, you know? So I need them to understand that. And just like, we're all, you know, probably going after different things, but still one goal, you know? We're all trying to be successful financially. We're all trying to have wealth, you know? We're all trying to make it in this world, you know? This world is hard, it's cruel, you know? There's like a lot of ups and downs, but we're all trying to make it. We're all trying to make it. Like, there's not one person cannot say they're not trying to make it, no matter what color you are. Everyone is trying to make it somehow. Everyone has a goal, aspirations, desires, and dreams that they're all trying to accomplish in this world. And, you know, it doesn't really matter about the color. That's what the color should not be in the main focus point. Like, that should literally not be no way in the conversation, because everyone has some type of thing that they're trying to push for. And, you know, you, no matter what you do, you know, you may be the only one knowing what you want to do, but you're going to have to tell someone, and you know, you're going to need a team. No matter what color you are, you're going to need a team. You need to have some type of teamwork in your circle, someone that you can count on. Like, it could be a small circle, it doesn't have to be that big, but you're going to need somebody. You're going to need someone to rely on. So, and when we always have to do something, I always see my mom or my dad just always pushing more than their friends. I just be thinking like, wow, we really, you know, we are real hard workers. Like, we do not get nothing handed to us. Like, we do not. And it would be, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody thought about it. Like, I wish we could, you know, why can we just have something different like that? Why can we do like that? But honestly, this is just shaping us to the character we need to be, y'all. And this is how we are going to strive and get our goals quicker than you think. And it's just helping us in our character. So they probably think they're two toes faster than us, but honestly, they're not. Like, we know the game. So if they're not woke, they need to wake up.
That was dope.
Word, there you have it.
Handed to you, nothing handed to you.
For real. Man, yeah, I agree. You know, as far as coming from my perspective as an African-American woman, first of all, I want to speak to the African-American woman, you know, especially the young ones that are still searching. You are beautiful. You are loved. You are smart. You are successful, you know, no matter what the world says, no matter what your circumstances look like right now, like, and no matter what the odds look like, they could be turned against you. You have the power and the courage to succeed in this world. And I just want the world to know, anyone who is that is against us, you underestimating us would not stop us. Your words may hurt us for a little bit, but we will get back up. And we will continue to push forward. We will fight, however that looks. I'm not trying to promote violence. I'm talking about in the mind, you know, the type of mind games that the system plays with our people and with the women and with the men. We have the power to overcome those struggles, and we are. And that's what you all are seeing now, us overcoming, us fighting for our culture back, us fighting for our freedom back. And when I say freedom, I'm not talking about being in shackles. I'm talking about, you know, the controlling of the mind with your propaganda and your TV shows and everything that you do and you put around us, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like a lot of times women, and Black women especially, are underestimated. And I would say again, if you underestimate us, we would not let that stop us. Like, your words don't define me. Your words will never define me. I only go to one person for my affirmation, and that person is not on this earth. So, but I will say from a Black woman's standpoint too, is that I'm asking for help from Black men, from Black women, from Asians, Native Americans, Indians, you know, white people, you know, whatever race, whatever culture you come from, I'm asking for help and for allies who have the same goals and the same beliefs to come together. Let's have these difficult conversations and let's end this for everybody. And it's got us and our nation especially in a really bad place. So let's get in shape, man, because we've been out of it for a minute now.
Thank you for listening. And last but not least, we want to give a very special shout out to the StitchCast Studio sponsors, the City of St. Louis Youth at Risk Crime Prevention Grant of 2020, Stewart Family Foundation, and Missouri Foundation for Health. To learn more, visit storystitchers.org.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That be them Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers.